Good morning. Yes, a good morning to all of you. It's Moments of Melody coming your way. March 21st, 1965. This was the Sunday on which the late Reverend Martin Luther King led a group of civil rights supporters in the start of that memorable march from Selma to Birmingham, Alabama. The stated purpose of the march was to display a united protest that Negroes were being denied their civil rights to vote. Only history will tell the full significance of that march on civil rights. Of far greater importance to all of mankind was a march made from Jerusalem to a hill just outside that city by Jesus Christ. During this march, instead of a placard, he bore a cross. And on that very same cross, at the end of that march, he died. In the case of Jesus Christ, it was not the march, but his death on the cross that was of crucial significance. His very purpose in coming to earth was to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. The good news of the gospel is that you will never have to march or die for your spiritual rights. Jesus Christ has made certain of that. The spiritual rights of eternal life, fellowship with him, prayer, communion of the Holy Spirit, love, joy, peace, all such rights which only God can provide can be yours. In his grace, they come as a gift. It begins with accepting Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord. There is no other way. This is something you must do yourself.
Another day is through. Someone slipped and fell. Was that someone you? You may have long thought at its strength your courage to renew. Do not be disheartened, for I bring hope.
Letter to the Philippians. It has been a great joy to me that after all this time you have shown such interest in my welfare. I don't mean that you've forgotten me, but up until now you had no opportunity of expressing your concern. Nor do I mean that I have been in actual need, for I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstances may be. I know now how to live when things are difficult. I know how to live when things are prosperous. In general, in particular, I have learned the secret of facing either poverty or plenty. I'm ready for anything through the strength of the one who lives within me. It was the Lord Jesus, of course. And it is no secret what he can do for you.